From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you very much.
How was it?
It was really good. I mean, we were up in Massachusetts, and we had 3 days of rain, so I managed to spend a lot of time with books that I've wanted to read, and I have become hopelessly addicted to Sudoku puzzles. They're a lot of fun because it's not words, it's numbers.
Yeah. And they started in USA Today this past week. So really, they're popping up everywhere.
Well, we do mostly word puzzles here on our program. And remind us of the challenge that you left everyone with last week.
Yes, it came from a member of the National Puzzlers League, Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois. And I said, start with the name of a masked crime fighter who had a TV show. I said, add the letters L.A., and rearrange the result to get another masked crime fighter who had a TV show. Who are these characters?
Who are they?
They are the Lone Ranger. Drop the L.A. and rearrange, and you get Green Hornet. And interestingly, those two characters, as one of our listeners, Tom Silkey, emailed us, those two characters were created by the same person, and they also shared sidekicks and supporting music similarities. And it does make me wonder, could one of the names have been derived from the other?
Interesting. Well, about 1,400 people wrote in with correct entries to the puzzle, and our winner randomly selected from those correct answers is Peter Kaplan, and he joins us from Detroit, Michigan. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Will.
Hi there.
What do you do there in Detroit?
I'm an assistant U.S. attorney. I work for the local U.S. attorney's office.
How long have you been doing the puzzle on this program?
Well, I've been doing it in my head probably since you started. More recently, I've been sending in a few more of my answers.
Ah, so you know the drill, huh? You know what happens next.
Yeah, I know it's a lot easier listening than it is playing.
Yes, I know. It is. All right, well, you're ready to play. We're ready to have a good time. So, Will, why don't you meet Peter and let's play.
All right, Peter, I'm going to give you some five-letter words. For each one, insert a letter of the alphabet twice without rearranging the remaining letters to complete a seven-letter word. For example, if I said verge, V-E-R-G-E, plus two A's, you would say average. And note the added letters will never be consecutive in the word.
Got it.
Okay. All right, number one is alloy, A-L-L-O-Y, plus two B's. And this is someone you might
ball
see.
Ball boy.
Ball boy is right. Number two is raker, R-A-K-E-R, plus C.
Cracker.
Cracker, good. Milan, M-I-L-A-N, plus D as in dog.
Midland's a city in Michigan.
Midland, yes. Well, that's a regular old word, too. Aspen, A-S-P-I-N, plus G.
Gasping.
Yes. Chant, C-H-A-N-T, plus I.
Chianti.
Oh, good. Cozy, C-O-S-E-Y, plus L.
Cozy?
Uh-huh.
Closely.
Closely, yes. Axial, A-X-I-A-L, plus M.
Maximal.
Uh-huh. Covet, C-O-V-E-T, plus N.
Convent.
Yes. Later, L-A-T-E-R, plus N.
Lantern.
That's right. Minus, M-I-N-U-S, plus O.
Ominous.
Ominous is right. Bilgy, B-I-L-G-Y, plus O.
B-I-L-G-Y, plus O.
That's right.
Biology.
Biology is right. EGADS, E-G-A-D-S, plus R.
Regards.
Uh-huh. Fogey, F-O-G-E-Y, plus R.
Forgery.
Uh-huh. Teton, T-E-T-O-N, plus S.
Stetson.
Uh-huh. Exile, E-X-I-L-E, plus T.
Textile.
Uh-huh. Arise, A-R-I-S-E, plus T.
Artiste?
Artiste is right. Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, plus U.
Usually.
Usually. And your last one, axing, A-X-I-N-G, plus W.
Waxwing.
Waxwing, the bird. Peter, bravo.
Ding, all of them. Well done. You were doing these in your head, I bet.
No, I was writing them down.
You were, because you were so fast. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. What member radio station do you listen to, Peter?
Well, I have two, WDET in Detroit, and we're also lucky enough to pull in WUOM from Ann Arbor.
Excellent. Well, Peter Kaplan from Detroit, Michigan, you were fabulous. I guess it was an all-star puzzle for you in honor of the all-star game that was held in your city over the past week. And I want to thank you a lot for being our guest and for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thanks for having me, Leanne, and thank you, Will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's the challenge you have for everyone to work on this week?
Well, a 10-letter word for a form of travel consists of 5 consecutive symbols of chemical elements. What is it? Now, if automobile had been the answer, AU would represent gold, MO would represent molybdenum, and BI would represent bismuth. Unfortunately, the remaining bigrams, TO and LE, are not chemical symbols. So again, a 10-letter word for a form of travel that consists of 5 consecutive symbols of chemical elements. What is it?
Oh, one of these periodic table questions. Obviously,
your favorite.
My bete noire, as it were. Well, when you have the answer, put it in an email to us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.